trust that you had a good lunch. I've tried now to arrange for a early supper. I hope the red tape doesn't interfere with the process of assisting us to provide the participants in this work with a supper. I am looking at possibly 4 o'clock that we could adjourn. I'm waiting for a response. Honourable members, can I go back to the document that was prepared by the State Law Advisor? There are matters in that document which we unfortunately have to go back to because we did not have an agreement on that issue. We need to produce an instruction to the State Law Advisor and to the parliamentary staff to provide us with a final bill which incorporates the work of the committee that has been agreed upon. So I was hoping that in the lunch period that those of you that were not in agreement with one another had, in the interest of national security, decided to bring to this committee an agreement that was going to accelerate the work of the committee. So, the unfortunate situation is, honourable members, that this is unfortunately how democracy works. If we can't, I did encourage you to caucus amongst yourselves and see whether you were able to produce agreements that would be able to short-circuit. So we have a document which we have, unfortunately, have to iron out these areas of dispute. Can we then, honourable members, can I propose the process that we go through the document, get to the areas where there is a dispute, and you instruct me how it is that you intend to deal with that? Because ultimately we cannot have a document where we have issues that is not in dispute. We need to tell the State Law Advisor to incorporate. So, if there is no further, and we will deal with the issues that was flagged as we go through the document. My understanding of the document is that on page 1 of the document, and I'm going to be talking to the numbers in the left-hand side of the document, number 1 and number 2, that there is agreement on that. Am I correct, honourable members? That is how. We don't want to debate this thing. If you have changed your mind, then fine, you need to just... But number 1 and number 2 on page 1 of the document we're dealing with, I have been informed that those things are agreed upon. Honourable Mania, are you disagreeing?
Chair, I think you'd mistaken. There was agreement on, in respect of clause 1, number 1 and number 3, there was not agreement on number 2. And that is consistent with our position on the NCC and foreign signal intelligence.
Yes, Honourable Mania, I think you're correct there. Can we then deal with clause 2, honourable members? The position is that on number 2, there is no agreement. The amendment speaks to itself. I don't think we need to go into the detail. What is the position then, honourable members, on that? If you have not, it deals with the NCC foreign signals.
The chairperson of the ANC. the team? No, me. No, no, Jefferson, we are still holding on to our position as the ANC.
Honourable Stipper? Honourable members, if that is the position I'm going to have asked you to give me, is that a proposal then, Honourable Tengu? There's a proposal that the amendment proposed by the ANC as captured in point number 2 be adopted as the committee's view on this. Is there a second on that proposal? The Honourable Santel. Yes, Honourable Mania.
Chair, if you would note our objection.
The objection of the DA is noted. Can we then go to page 2 of the document that we're dealing with? And can we deal then with number 1? Number 1, if I understand it correctly, Honourable Members, there was an agreement that's not in dispute.
We confirm, Chairperson.
Can we then record, Honourable Members, that this is not in dispute and we will agree that this is the proposal of the committee then?
Yeah.
Agreed, Chair. Can we then go to item number 2? Honourable Nkabatel. So item 2, looking at C, bracket and bracket D, am I correct in recording that there was an agreement and that is the view of the committee that that be incorporated into Gillett? No objection, is that correct, Honourable Mania? That takes us then to bracket E at the bottom of the page, on page 2, Honourable Members. This relates to the NCC. I've got recorded that the ANC says no here. Is that yes, Honourable Santa?
Yes, Chairperson. We feel that that subsection is falling short of recognizing the national interest.
Can I have a proposal? How do we proceed on this one? Honourable Mania. Honourable Santa, you're moving. You're proposing that that not be accepted.
Thank you very much. We can't accept it in current form.
Is there a seconder for that? There's no seconder for that. The Honourable Ngabadali. The proposal is that number E, which is a proposal of the DA, not be accepted.
No, Chairperson. I was just laughing at my... when we met... to look into the matter, right? We did discuss in a way to then say what is our position regarding this particular clause. And we came to the conclusion after, you know, we debated the matter that we retain our position, we still hold on to the position that we reject the clause. The reason why I'm saying this, Chair, it might end up confusing to then say not in this form. We totally rejected it entirely. It was our debate that led him to the say, not in this form, but ultimately we agree that we are just rejecting it in its totality.
And she's rejecting this?
Yes, sir.
Shall I record on Romania that...
You record our objection.
The objection of the DA is recorded that they're objecting to the objection of the ANC. The ANC is rejecting this clause. The DA is objecting to the rejection. So clause E will then not be part of what the committee has agreed to. Can we go then on page 3, honourable members? Records, please remember that in the left-hand corner the numbers should read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The DA, when we last met, had asked that these things be flagged on the Romania. You're not sure? You're sure now?
Chair, I mean, we've expressed ourselves on the whole question of policy and NECOC, but I don't intend to object to these, to the proposed amendments in 1, 2, 3, and 4.
The amendments in paragraphs number 1, 2, 3, and 4 then is agreed to by the committee. That's 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Honourable Manier.
Chair, in respect of 5, the proposed amendments to clause 2, paragraphs 5 and 6, we obviously reject or object to 4. To 5 and 6, I beg your pardon.
ANC. These 5 and 6 relates to the NCC, and the proposal was to delete this from the bill. Honourable members. The proposal I hear from the Honourable Gabadelli is that the ANC stands by this. Is there a proposal to the Honourable, seconded to the proposal of the Honourable Gabadelli, the Honourable Bengo? Is there any objections? The DA's objection?
Chair, if you would note the DA's objection.
The DA's objection is noted to clause 5 and 6. Sorry, number 5 and 6, on page number 5 and 6. Otherwise, it is carried, it's agreed to. That takes us then to 7, which was the old 8, incorrectly numbered. Am I to understand, Honourable Mania, you don't have an objection to that?
That is correct.
Then number 7, which is that long paragraph with the E on page 5, line 43, that is agreed to, committee agrees to, number 7, be recorded. This. It takes us to the bottom of the page, page 3. Honourable members, if I record correctly, this proposal is from the DA, and there was no objection to this proposal. The final part of that proposal is on the next page 4, where you find Roman 1. My understanding is that there's no problem with that, and it's agreed to.
We can't catch you.
Agreed to. Then we go to point number 2. Honourable Mania.
Chair, I'd remind you that after the excellent explanation from the Director General of State Security Agency, we propose that it be withdrawn.
Number two on page four is to be withdrawn. There's no objection to that, and that's agreed to. Am I correct, Honourable Members? That takes us to number three, which is a proposal of the DA. The ANC said no, it's a policy matter. Where do I stand on this matter, Honourable Members? The DA wants this incorporated. This is an amendment. Yes, Honourable Santo.
No, we reject it, Chairperson.
Refer that proposal down on Capitelli. Is anybody against us, the DA?
Chair, you would recall the DA's objection.
The DA. Can we then go to number four on the on page four? I think we've got a similar situation here that we had in clause three, Honourable Members. I heard the Honourable Bingo propose that the object is their second to that proposal. And the Honourable second. Honourable Mania, I take you want your objection to be noted.
Thank you, Chair. You would record our objection.
I take it all the ANC members in agreement that that clause be that clause not be inserted into the law. Yes, Honourable Member.
I just want clarification, Chairperson. This is a proposal from the DA, and we reject the proposal. How does the DA object?
They're objecting to your proposal, so we just record that they're yes. Objecting to your proposal.
No, we are not proposing, we are rejecting.
Semantics, Honourable Member. We will capture that in proper parliamentary style later, but I think the understanding is the objection, the DA stands by what it proposes, and the ANC is rejecting that. Can we go to page 5? Page 5, number 1. ANC said no. There's a long discussion on this thing. Also on number 2, the ANC said no. And the ANC said no on number 3 and number 4 in that. Is there any change in the view? Yes, Honourable Stitt.
Chair, number 4 was a red flag for opinion.
Chairperson.
Can we deal then first with number 1? Honourable Bingo. On page 5, number 1.
Number 1, Chairperson, as earlier indicated, we are rejecting that.
The Honourable Bingo is proposing. The Honourable Santo is seconding. All ANC members in agreement, that is the position. The proposal is then
record our
of the DA is then rejected. Can we then go to number two? Honorable members.
Number two, Jefferson, we are not accepting it. So yes, it stands rejected by the ANC.
It's proposed by the Honorable Bengu and the Honorable Sonto is seconding this proposal. The ANC's view is to reject this. The DA's will be recorded. Number three. Subsections. I've got noted here that the ANC says no. Am I correct? Then the Honorable Santa here proposing there, seconded by the Honorable Bengu. Am I correct, Honorable Bengu? That this clause be rejected, is that correct? And then we shall record the Honorable Mania. Clause 4, you wanted to address me, Honorable Stiver? You wanted to address me on number 4?
That one was red flag. For opinion. For opinion.
The Honorable Stibber says that point number 4, which appears on page 6 of your Gillip, and line 45, the Honorable Stibber says that that one was flagged for the legal opinion. You will recall this was the whole question of the public protector, if I remember correctly, and government departments holding information, and we did. Honourable members? Yes, Honourable Ben.
Chair, I was attempting and trying to be reasonable. When in our earlier meeting, I seconded the view raised by the opposition, particularly Mr. Maynard. But our caucus that we had during the lunch hour, the members of the ANC were vehemently opposed to my leniency, if I may put it that way, Jefferson. And the Honorable Sonto will then talk to that because I'm still feeling very weak.
Honorable Sonto.
Chairperson, thank you very much. We wish to put on record that on our second thought, we didn't see that necessary. And therefore, we reject it.
Or we object to that and reject
it outright.
Thank you. Honorable Mania. Chair, I've obviously raised this issue. I feel it's an important issue and I've described why. My ANC colleagues have done what we in the military call an about turn during lunch. But I think it's incumbent on them to explain their reasons. Why do my colleagues feel that this is no longer important? I raise this as a constitutional issue. Their
are a few matters that are more important than constitutional matters. Now, if my ANC colleagues feel that there's no issue here, perhaps they could explain why it is there is no constitutional issue or why it is they feel that this is not important. Like every decision in a constitutional democracy, I think it's incumbent on the decision makers to provide detailed reasons for their decisions.
Honourable members, I think on the matter, I'm quite prepared to give some leeway to get clarity on the matter, but if the ANC says that they had a caucus and they took a decision, I cannot see them now changing the decision here if they probably spent time on this thing. What I'm prepared to do is to get, if the committee so wishes, to get to give the DG a few minutes just to address the committee on this matter. It's a special request from the chairperson. The DG, you're not compelled, DG. And I'm asking you if you have something to say on the matter that you would be allowed to talk to this matter to assist the committee. The ANC has taken a view that they've they're not going to support this particular proposal, and we did have a discussion on this thing regarding whether these institutions, even though the Constitution says that they are independent, whether that independence is of such a nature that it could override matters of national security and matters of security relating to the country. You're not obliged, DG. But in the absence of the ANC, now, yes, Honourable Santo.
No, Chairperson, you were right by asking the DG further explain. I just want to drive this point home. As the ANC, we are asking you on this in the meeting that there is no entity, no department that is absolved from being investigated. If such investigation is warranted by the and therefore, it is on the basis of that view that, as the ANC, we said we can't allow this. I think we said it in the meeting on behalf of the ANC. I'm repeating it, and we're not going to move from that. Thank you very much.
DG.
Can solicit a view from the DG of from the
DG. You're not obliged if you
want to. Chairperson, I think it would be very important that when we are considering this clause, we should recall really the values that are covered in our constitution. And the key that really resonates in looking at the matters of cooperation is what is captured in our preamble to the constitution. Because this heralds a new era in the way in which South Africa commits itself to doing business, especially when it comes to national security. Allow me again, Chairperson, to recall that Chapter 11 of the Constitution does provide broad guidelines on how this work is supposed to be done. And I want to really emphasize two aspects in that regard. The first one is that, unlike in the previous dispensation, it is no longer acceptable in this dispensation to take an illegal order. This applies across the security services. And so, if the work that needs to be done does not advance national security, I want to assure members that it is unlikely that there would be any intelligence officer with the office salt who would actually want to be party to that. But, Chairperson, in this spirit, we are also obliged by the Constitution to teach and to train members to understand how to operate within a constitutional framework. This this morning in your earlier deliberations, Chairperson, you have reinforced through your consensus adoption of 5A, which says that henceforth you are not going to be, we are going to ensure that whatever is done by the intelligence services is done within the constitutional framework. This is reinforcing what is captured in Chapter 11. Now, I do not see contradictions, Chairperson, in saying that we will draw from the experience of those who have gone in front of us, who have learned the lessons that, you know, there is a need for the division of responsibilities. Again, this point we have raised, that in the case of the mandate, we would want this to be segregated so that we can ensure effective internal control, management, and oversight by the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary where it is actually applicable. So with this track record, Chairperson, I believe that really there is no basis on which this clause can be translated outside of the constitutional framework. Not saying that wrongs won't be done. I'm just saying that if wrong is done, it won't be because of this clause. It will be because of other problems. If in the unlikely event that should really manifest. That's really, Chairperson, what I think I'd like to add to just try and clarify it. The framework we have, the rigors of separation of power, the institutions that are there to do oversight, the Inspector General of Intelligence, the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, those are the structures that are there to actually scrutinize a lot of this. When the protection of state information becomes law, you will have an additional instrument to even check how this process and what kind of information has actually been given, and if that has actually undermined the independence of the Chapter 9 institutions, including Chapter 10 institutions, because the Public Service Commission does have an impact on the way in which work is done, and with the proposal to put in place an institution that will combat corruption within the public service, I believe, Chairperson, that there are sufficient checks and balances and that this clause really would not create a loophole that could be exploited in the way in which it is covered. Thank you.
Thank you for that clarification. I mean, the Acting Director General seems very confident of his position. Can I ask whether, in respect of this clause, he has taken any legal advice as to whether there is, in fact, a constitutional issue? What I'm getting at here is, what authority does he speak from?
You can... Let me just allow the DG. He wants to answer. That's the final say on the matter.
Chairperson, the precondition for the tabling of legislation in Cabinet and in Parliament is that it must be certified by the state law advisor. And this has been certified, and Cabinet has it on good authority, and Parliament has it on good authority. Thank you.
Are you removing that, Honourable Mania?
Well, I think the acting DG has clarified that the authority that he's acting on is the state the certification of the bill and the state law advisor. Simply to say, the state law advisor has been wrong in the past.
Order, Sir President.
Order, yes, Honourable. Point of order.
Point of order, Sir President. I think you requested the DG. On your capacity as Chairperson to clarify a certain matter, and he did. You didn't say we should engage him as the committee. Satisfied or not satisfied by his clarification is not a matter for the committee. Otherwise, we will be abusing your gratitude to the DG. Thank you.
Honourable members, do I have a proposal on point number 4 on page 5? The DA says they stand by this thing, the ANC. Can we get clarity on this thing now?
Well,
Chairperson, we are not accepting it.
Can I have a proposal that this thing is very formal?
We propose, Chairperson.
Papadeli seconds and it's proposed by the Honourable Bengal. ANC is all in agreement? DA. Can we go to the bottom of the page, which deals with clause number 5, number 1, right at the bottom of page 5, and then it goes over onto page 6, the matter dealing with NICOC. My understanding of number 1, 2, and 3, which number 1 is on the previous page 5, number 2 and 3 is on page 6, that there was an agreement. There was no objection to this. So can we then record that the committee agreed to? Then we go to clause 6, which is in the square or rectangle. Sorry, before we get there, there's clause 6, which is the ANC view. What is the position there, Honourable Members? Agreed to. So, Honourable Members, let's just be clear on that thing. The clause is rejected. That's correct. And there's an agreement, the committee agrees to that. So can we then go into the rectangle, which is the DA's view? My understanding is that the committee agreed to this 5 capital B, which is to follow capital 5A. Am I correct, Honourable Members? Shall we then record that this is agreed to? There's no objection to this. All parties, all members of the committee is in agreement to this. Can we then move on to page 7, Honourable Members? On page 7. This is NCC, if I'm not mistaken, Honourable Members. The DA is proposing numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. Range of proposals regarding the NCC, also incorporating the JSCI to do certain approval of the regulations. Can we deal then first with item 1, because I have recorded here that the ANC is not agreeing to this. It deals with the NCC and that this is a matter which is to be dealt with by the JSCI. It's a policy thing, so I think am I correct, Honourable Members? Can we just deal with this one by one then? Yes, Honourable Bengal. Number 1.
One technical amendment, we agree to.
I've got that the ANC rejected to everything in this. Am I wrong, Honourable Members?
You're wrong, because it's just the second hand that was on page 8, on 24, to omit the second hand. That was agreed. It's a technical issue.
Am I correct? But the second end is now going to give, is going to allow to insert D, which is rejected. Am I not correct? You're asking to insert D. And in order to insert D, you want to say and. Did you insert D? So if you agree to the AND, it means you agree that the D was. Otherwise, the AND, if you reject D and agree to the AND,
no,
the AND is going to be hanging there, not meaning anything.
Point taken, sir.
So I was correct when I recorded here. from the earlier part of the meeting that this whole rectangle was rejected. But can we then just deal with number one then? Number one from the ANC, a correction to your view that it can be accepted is that it is related to number two. Can I have a move, Honourable Bengal?
I thought to Chairperson, we reject.
Seconded by Honourable Santo. The ANC is in agreement that this number one be rejected. The DA's view will be, is that correct, Mr. Mayor? The DA wants the objection to be noted to the objection of the ANC. Number two, honourable members, that's inserting D. This is now NCC. Honourable Benga, I think this follows your previous proposal, seconded by the Honourable Santo. ANC rejects this view. Is that correct, honourable members of the ANC? And the Honourable Mania. Is it correct you want to be recorded here? Then we go to number three, honourable members. There's another and. So when you see and, you know something is going to be added. This is the regulation we had, this discussion. It's a policy change, if I understand, honourable members. That's the way you put it. So can we deal with three and four together, because three is merely putting the and so that you can add the F in number four. Honourable Santa.
We'll object to that infection.
So Honourable Santa moves. Second about Honourable Pabatelli. ANC all in agreement? DA? Can we go then to the new clause, this offences thing? I think we were well covered by this one. I said we will find space for this thing on another day, another time, another day. So the new clause, as it appears at the bottom, and there is part of it on page number 8, which deals with the sentence. Is there a mover? The Honourable Santo moves. It's seconded by the Honourable Benga. ANC, are you all in agreement that this clause be rejected?
Yes.
Honourable Mania, you want to... You don't want to agree this time. I thought we were convincing you. Certainly from a public participation, you don't want to be recorded that you are against public participation, Honourable Mania.
Chairperson, I took pain in convincing him. I wonder why he's not convinced.
Chair, I was not convinced, and part of the reason I was not convinced is I don't think that we got to the real reason for the rejection of this clause. I'd be very happy to discuss it at length.
Oh, there will be no at length discussion. We're on page 8, honourable members, and then there is clause 8. In the centre of the page, the clause is rejected. It deals with NICOC, and I got recorded. That's all agreed to. Am I correct, honourable members? The committee is in agreement that that clause be rejected. We then go to clause 11, number 1. This is by the kind assistance of the state law advisor, who was able to detect that we were including in the GILIP and Act, which had already been repealed, and he has did the rectification, and the Public Audit Act is then inserted there, and I have recorded that we have agreed to that. Is that correct, honourable members? Agreed to. And then we go to the number two. I've got recorded there that that's also agreed to. agreed to, honourable members. We then go to clause number 14. I've got recorded here that the DA do not agree with. This is on page 10. And it is line 48. Deals with what might be NCC stuff. Am I correct, honourable members? Page, this is on page 10 of your Gillip, line 48. To omit F. The DA don't agree with this. Honourable members of the ANC. It's proposed by the Honourable Bengu. Seconded by the Honourable Madeli. The ANC stands by this proposal. Any ANC members all in agreement? The DA records their objection. Can we then go over to page number 9? Number one, there is a proposal by the ANC, and it deals with page 24. And when you go to page 24, you are dealing with Act 65, Act 65 of 2002. Which is your Intelligence Services Act. Honourable members, page 24 of Gillip and line 23. The proposal is from the ANC that this be omitted. The Honourable Mania was taking the view just before we went to lunch that he thought that this was something that was necessary. Honourable members, can I just get a indication from the DG. Do you want to? Because I see you smiling, DG. I don't know whether you smile if you want to be heard. I can give you permission if you want to be heard, you see. It's very simple for me to give you permission. But if you don't want to be heard, I won't give you permission. Yes, DG.
Tepperson, I just thought that with the earlier deletion, it would be important to show consistency, because I thought that there were a number of very important points made, that you cannot legislate through subordinate legislation when in the main legislation they have not made those provisions. That was really the reason why I was smiling, that the way in which we should deal with it. If we would want to continue being consistent with the agreement that came out of the negotiated settlement, which created the current intelligence dispensation, then we must not interfere with this area which deals with mandate, because in the Intelligence Services Act, the power to make regulations in line with the mandate of the structures that were created and have since been moved to the successor structures are still in place. And to then change it here by providing for this, you are interfering with the logic of the system, and I don't think that it would really make things more certain, because
as the Intelligence Services Act stands, it provides the power for the minister to make regulations for the effective administration of the intelligence services, which will now be for the agency. And I think that, Chatterson, in keeping with the mandates that have already been reconfirmed, it would be better to keep that logic of the system not changed.
After that very confusing explanation, TG, you are saying that the clause as it stands here should be adopted, which is what the ANC said. It's a proposal by the ANC to take out that SC in Gillip. In other words, it should remain as it are. It should remain this way. ANC is proposing that on page 24 of Gillip and in line on page 24 of Gillip and in line 23, that particular clause, the clause number is small s capital C, that thing be deleted. Am I understanding that you say that that's fine? Yes. I was forgetting to think you're talking about bad dates here, I'd be confused. So we heard the DG. The DG seems to have a similar view to the ANC. Can we then get to the... I don't think you want to agree with the ANC now, or you want to... You've already criticized this thing. There's no need for you to criticize any further. Can we get...
Just a question of clarification. The acting DG has made a very passionate argument as to why this provision should be removed from the bill. It was so passionate, it almost convinced me. But the question arises then, why was it in the bill in the first place?
The DG doesn't have to answer that. The DG is not responsible for drafting the bill. ANC, this is your clause. Can I have a proposal? Are you proposing that, if I understand you correctly, that this be retained? That is correct. The ANC is standing by this. The DA is objecting to this. The ANC, it's proposed by the Honourable Santo and seconded by the Honourable Bedelli that this clause be retained. It is then agreed to by... And the DA's objection is to be noted. Can we get then to the final matter on this document which is incorporated in the rectangle, honourable members? This is again back to your RICA and the issue of the JSCI. A point was made on the JSCI thing. It's a policy matter, honourable members. Can we conclude on this thing, honourable? I hear the honourable Gabadelli, is that a proposal? The honourable Bengu is seconding that. The ANC is in agreement that this thing is to be rejected. Is that correct, honourable members? Are we talking about the whole of number one, because number one contains two issues? Is the proposal covering the entire rectangle? Because there's two issues there. The one is the insertion and the other one is the change of the regulation. You've got that. ANC is in agreement, is that correct, that this be rejected? The Honourable Mania wants it recorded that the DA objects to the rejection. Honourable members, we've travelled some distance now. There was an unresolved matter regarding the ComSec. I don't know if there is a document now. Is there a document? Has somebody got such a document? Because I don't have it. Can I see those documents? Has the document been circulated? Can the document be circulated? Are there copies there? You circulate it, please. You give to those who don't have. They must have. I'm not sure whether you want the DG to take us through before or whether allow us to break for 10 minutes so as to talk to the to this page and come back. Honorable member, when I spoke, I just want to lay the basis for the document that is before you. When I spoke last week at meetings and also as we were going on, I spoke about three laws that we are going to amend and also a law that we're going to repeal. The Comsec Act, we said we're going to repeal. Comsec Act was an act that created an entity similar to ESCOM. It's a government 100% thing. Does electronic stuff. That act and that entity, which was a Pty Limited, was going to be, the act was going to be repealed, and Comsec was going to be unbundled, deregistered. So it's been deregistered, and the functions of Comsec was going to be transferred to this new body that we're trying to create, which is the SSA. Now, we've established, and I've said to you earlier, that we need to check whether all the functions have been transferred. Some of the functions that we found that was not transferred was the licensing exemption, and we've incorporated that. The document that you have before you now, and we'll ask the state law advisor to take us through that document, is consistent with the Comsec Act and some of the functions that we have not observed that were not transferred to the SSA. So the document that you have before you has got some of the functions that have not been transferred to the SSA. There should not be a, there's nothing new here, so there shouldn't be a problem, but because you are seeing it for the first time, although I did refer the act to you in the past and said that you need to look at those functions because they need to come over to the SSA, I would ask the state law advisor to take us through and then there can be this break that the honorable member has requested, so that you can apply your mind to it, and then when you come back, you can tell me whether you have got agreements on whether this is so and which ones you agree to, and if there are ones that you don't agree to, we can talk on to the issue. But I think the issue of taking us through the document, I think it would be the state law advisor. We have with us presently here the former head of Comsec, who should be more familiar with the functions than any of us presently here, and so we can rely on her assistance when necessary, if that is in fact necessary. But let's deal with it because it's simple. So can we? Mr. Smuts, are you in a position to take us through this? Is it correct that you should have the Comsec Act with you when we go through this thing? Those of you, you should have the Comsec Act. If you don't have it, it's not a train smash. Mr. Smuts will take us quietly through that, and then In due course, if you want to have a cross-reference, when you adjourn for a few minutes, you would be able to cross-reference, because the COMSEC ACCI is lying here with me, and those of you that don't have one with you can come and consult the document. Can we get to the Mr. Smuts, take us through this? It seems to be a very simple document. Can you take us through and then tell us what it is that is in this document and where do you find the stuff?
Yeah, the wayfinding is the more difficult part. That's in the COMSEC Act, but I'll try my best. The first two amendments, all proposed amendments on the document with the title Further Proposed Clauses, the first two, number one and two, all relate to the amendment which is contained on page 5 from line 12. Of the bill, yeah. So I suggest that I read to you how the clause would read in future if the proposals were to be adopted. So from line 12 on page 5 would read, brackets, counterintelligence measures within the service and, close bracket, to identify, protect, and secure critical electronic communications and infrastructure against unauthorized access or technical, electronic, or any other related threats. Those are the first two proposed amendments. The third one is that on page 5, line 17, after provide to insert cryptographic and So the amendment, first amendment on page 5 of the left from line 17, the underlined part would read, to provide cryptographic and verification services for electronic communication security systems, etc. That's the third change. The fourth one is the... The suggestion is that paragraphs be added on page 5 after line 43, I'll read it to you. To train and support users of the electronic communication systems, products and related services. E, to develop, design, procure, invent, install or maintain secure electronic communication systems or products, and do research in this regard. And F, to operate with any organization in the Republic or elsewhere to achieve its objectives. So these functions are you'll find in Section 7 of COMSEC, and we try to capture in a brief manner the powers that are already contained in COMSEC Act. The proposed amendment to clause 4 relates to section 17, if I'm not mistaken, of COMSEC. Yeah, 17, 1 and 2. This is actually a sort of a cut and paste job which creates obligations for heads of organs of state and what is contained in here. So this is already contained in the COMSEC Act, Section 17, 1 and 2.
Mr. Smuts, can you just go back to number 4, in dealing with clause 2, your number 4? Okay. And you say on page 5, after line 43, to add the following paragraphs. So you have to look at Gillip now, am I correct? Now, when you look at Gillip, you say in inverted commas, this is what you want to put in there, and you start off with bracket D.
Yes.
Now, there is already a bracket D. I'm just trying to get the numbering right. If you look at Gillip 43, page 5, it takes you at the end of Republic or somewhere there, am I correct? page 5 of Gillip, line 43. Line 43.
That D is being omitted, so the the D wouldn't occur any longer, so the following one would be, in fact, be D. If I'm trying, there's a proposed amendment, the documents that serve earlier before you, that on page.
The point is taken. So. Honourable members, the amendments which we just went through before we dealt with this document now, the ComSec document, if I can call it that, is deleting this D as part of the ANC's proposal to get rid of the NCC thing. So the D no longer exists. That is why we find the D in the ComSec document. It's just the numbering. If you look at Gillip and then you think, Gillip, page 5, line 43, you'll see there is a D there already, but you need to remember that we've just agreed and voted on the fact that that D must be deleted. And so what this document is saying, add a new D. Are you with me, honorable members? Okay, then there's no... So, honorable members, this is the document. Mr. Smuts has drawn our attention to, if you go to clause 4 of this ComSec document, he says you find this in the ComSec Act, word for word, in section 17 of the ComSec Act, and this is merely including those issues there into the poll now, coming directly from the ComSec Act. If I look at it myself, and I'm looking at the ComSec Act. Subsection 1, the head of an organ of state must ensure, and then it goes on, it ends in agency, except that the ComSec Act says ComSec, and now agency has been inserted here because of the amendment. Am I correct? So agency has been inserted as an additional amendment because the ComSec Act has got ComSec. Honourable members, the clause 2, if I can go to clause 2, because clause 4 is word for word, clause 2 is merely inserting little words to increase the mandate of SSA in order to bring in those ComSec things. So I don't know how the honourable members want to see this. I think if the honourable members would like, we can adjourn. We can. It's 4:15. I think we can take I want to call it some break, but let's call it a comfort. Let's call it a working break. Let's take a working break until. It's 4:15. We take a working break until 4:05. Please, honourable members, will you look at this document and see? I will encourage you to engage the DG. Please, DG, will you make yourself available, and will you and your staff provide explanations if explanations are necessary? So, honourable members, those of you that need clarity on this thing, the DG and his staff will remain. And you can confront them, and so that when we, and I would encourage ANC members also to interact, so that if there is anything, what I would like is that if there is consensus, we can, together with the document which we have just dealt with, incorporate this also as the work of the committee that was either approved or dis, to what extent. And then our work is almost complete, honorable members, almost complete. We would have done the hard work. And I would insist that you have supper. Although I haven't had any feedback, I think I sent an agent, and the agent is just... I'm told that everybody's gone from the kitchen. I think the DG is going to have to lend me some money to pay to organize, but we'll see what we can do, honorable members. There's not... So, honorable members, we are adjourned until 4:05. Continuation of the meeting. I can see there is a certain amount of relaxation coming into the work of the committee now. The document that you have should have before you is the further proposed clauses and the deals to COMSEC. I've gone through the document on the members and I see no problem with this document. Can I have your comments very quickly on how do we deal with this document? I would propose that these amendments, as simple as they are, be incorporated as part of the work of the committee on which we agreed. Can I just hear your views on the matter on the moment?
That's
chairperson.
Yes, honorable
Ben.
I think I don't think we have agreed as ANC that we endorse them as they are.
I'm not understanding. You say you...
Chairperson, we have agreed.
I see the Honourable Santa wanting to disagree with you. Can you stop him, please, before he starts to disagree with you?
I was joking. He wants to say something.
Yes, Honourable Santa, please. If you really disagree, can I meet you after the meeting?
Nearly got fit. We have successfully lobbied each other. And we came to a conclusion that we should adopt the presentation as presented. Thank you very much.
Romania.
Chair, I've conferred with my colleague. These are existing provisions in an existing act, and we would support your proposal.
Honourable members, can I set forward then the process that I think we should follow now? The committee has agreed that this document that we have agreed on now be incorporated into the work of the committee as part of what the committee has agreed on. The document that we went through earlier, which had the ANC and the DA proposals, has been dealt with where some of the proposals have been agreed on and others have been determined by way of majority and by way of a decision which unfortunately had to be taken to overcome the stalemate. What we then have are only issues which have been which can be regarded as the work of the committee. There are objections to some of the issues, but the issues that we have agreed to or which we have voted on are the issues that would be regarded as the matters which are to be incorporated into the final General Intelligence Law Amendment Act. I then seek the necessary permission, honorable members, to instruct the state law advisor to prepare a document, which is a document which will contain only the issues which were agreed upon or which was voted upon, which is carried, which will be regarded as the work of a committee, and to produce that document so that it can be before the committee tomorrow that we can see. It will then be this document which we had gone through, minus all the things which we had rejected. It will include only the things which we have accepted, either by agreement or by vote. It will also include this document of COMSEC, which we will then have one document which will include the work of the committee. I would then also want to instruct the state law advisors to then proceed
Where's the bill? To proceed and to instruct the printers, because this is what we ultimately are going to have to produce, is a printed bill. But because we have already agreed on what it is that we are going to change in this thing, to also simultaneously instruct. We also to instruct the parliamentary staff together with the state law advisor to prepare the necessary instruction to the printers to proceed to print this bill with the alterations that we have agreed upon. Two things will then happen. We will come back tomorrow where we will have a document which will incorporate the things that is the committee's work. We will then also wait for the bill. This is not in our hands. This is in the hands of the printers. I understand that the printers are still Creda Press. We have asked the state law advisor to contact the people and to put them on an alert. And the intention is that they should be able, or hoping that they will be able to print this thing by tomorrow sometime. If you look at what we have agreed upon and what is the final work of the committee that's going to be incorporated into this bill, you will see there aren't many things. It looks a lot in the two documents, but you will see that when it's reduced, it's in fact not such a lot. It's clearly nowhere near the information bill, and I don't think it should be a difficult task, but we are going to have to wait for these two documents to be produced. That then is the procedure, honorable members. If we are clear on that, tomorrow we will have very briefly a document before us where we will have a look at it and say these are the things that we agreed on, and we will be waiting for the printer to come with the printed bill where these things have been incorporated. We will then have to, unfortunately, honorable members, go through the printed bill to make sure that, because if there's any errors there, it's the committee's fault. We'll have to go through the printed bill to see that the things have been correctly incorporated, and we will then accept or adopt that bill. And there will be a report. The committee is already, the staff has already been requested to prepare a draft report so that that can also be adopted. That is the report that normally goes to the House that honorable members will note and know that gets tabled in the House as the work of the committee. So, honourable members, because we want to give the staff time to and space to work, and they're going to be working through the night from what I hear, I would propose that the meeting starts at 11:30 tomorrow so that we don't unnecessarily try and start too early and then find that we have to, in any event, adjourn to wait. My proposal is that the committee starts at 11:30. If all goes well, the work that is left is no longer issues of contention. We're not going to be fighting over things. It's merely going to be technical. Have our instructions been copied, incorporated? So that's really not a lot of work. And we should be finished, depending on whether the printed bill is available in a very short time. Certainly, if we start at 11:30, we should be finished near lunchtime. And that would be the end of this matter, honourable members. I don't know if there's any comments on what I said, honourable members. Yes, honourable Maynard.
Chair, I have no objection to your process, but there are some issues perhaps of sequencing. First, is the state law advisor able to complete the various tasks by the time that you've allocated? Seems to me that he might be in need of a big bottle of BioPlus. But I think that's something we just need to confirm. The other thing is, it would be preferable if members had copies of the various documents and had an opportunity to scrutinize them before we meet. What time do you anticipate that we would be able to receive those documents?
Honorable members, those of you that have emails, it would be very would be the perfect process. You have emails because I expect the document which incorporates the agreements and the decisions of the committee, that document should be available today still. because it's merely cleaning up a document that we already had, incorporating the ComSec stuff. It's not difficult, and I think that document can be circulated, if not late this afternoon, certainly during the course of the night. That would be, that can be done. Am I correct there, Mr. Switz?
Yes, Chairman. It's a bit of a practical thing. I don't have the members' email addresses, so on, but I will be finished with the document by soon. It's difficult, but it will be finalized early tonight.
No, the secretary would be available. You would email us into the secretary. It would be her job to see that the honorable members get it. So those of you that are on email, or also even on your phones, your smartphones, it's not going to be too big a document. You should be able to catch it on your smartphone. So please allow the secretary to communicate with you, and the document would be circulated. Then we're also starting, and the proposal for myself is that we start at 11:30, so those of you that come at 7 o'clock would have ample time, because what you're really going to check is this what we agreed upon here. You're not going to be stressing yourself about policy matters. It's simply to check whether these are the things. And in order for you to do that, you just need your document where you have said objection to be recorded, and you'll be able to cross-reference that. So I don't think there should be a problem on the members, but if there is one, you need to let me know. I will instruct the secretary to make sure that that document is secret. There is a concern that has been raised, and I think I better mention this now, about members who have been, by their political parties, requested to serve on this committee who are not present. And I don't want to be specific. The problem arises that, you know, it becomes difficult when they come in at late stages and then starting to want to get involved in the process, and they've missed the process and that, and so it is a concern. It's always nice if one can have all the political parties here so that you hear their views and that the process become all inclusive rather than exclusive. I make it clear that we have not attempted to exclude anybody. Even when holding meetings, we have tried to accommodate all parties in as much as we to be reasonable, but it is a concern when a process such as this is unfolding and people do absent themselves or try the attendance is so irregular that the contribution really becomes something of a problem. I raise it because honourable members have indicated that I should mention this, because from time to time you do get taken back, and I have, as a chair, tried to accommodate people that have not been attending, and even when they have come, to try and bring them on board on what is happening here. Honourable members, I think I want to get to a process where we can adjourn. I did promise you lunch, dinner. I'm told that the restaurants are all closed here. I don't know if that intelligence is of a reliable nature. And so I must apologize. But I will make sure that this thing doesn't happen again, honorable members. I know you look awfully hungry, and I don't know how to... I don't know how to make this thing right, but I will make sure that tomorrow it will not happen again. And I will pay out of our own pocket, hard-earned money, to rectify that position if I need to. You say you're hungry today. Tomorrow is another matter. So I can only apologize, honorable members. Honorable members, is there anything else that needs to be done? We are virtually completed, honorable members. We've done the hard work. It is now in the hands of the staff to assist the committee to finalize the process, and I really would want to call upon the staff to go the extra mile or the extra kilometer to assist us in trying to finalize this process. The minister has made it clear this thing is so urgent, and we have now finally got to a process where we are almost complete. Honourable Gabadani.
the venue for tomorrow is V475. We are on the same floor here. It's just on the other end, if I'm correct. Is that correct? On the other end, V475. On the other end is a corridor, and you follow the corridor. Now, honourable members, we are in agreement that we will start at 11:30. 11:30, meaning 11:30. Is there an agreement that, or is there anybody that finds that time inconvenient? Afrikaans. Honourable members, 11:30, V475. The document will be circulated, but what you're going to see is already what you've agreed upon. Okay, so don't be surprised when you see it, and don't be shocked. It's something that you agreed upon. Then, honourable members, allow me to thank you. It was very, very encouraging for me to see how you attended and participated today. And I know a lot of you have been on other duties, and so I must really thank you, the staff. I must thank the DG and his staff. I must thank Mr. Smuts for his patience and for the manner in which he produced his ComSec document at such short notice. It was really very hard work during lunchtime, I can assure you. It has assisted us in coming to very near to finalizing our work. So, honourable members, thank you very much, and we are now adjourned.